This is an excerpt from Nick Davies' Flat Earth News. Nick Davies is the Guardian journalist who has exposed an awful lot of the illegal goings-on that went on at the News of the World. But in Flat Earth News, he lays out that really it was widespread in Fleet Street. This is an excerpt from Chapter 7 of Flat Earth News, and the title of the chapter is The Dark Arts. So it was a shiny morning in Orchard Grove. The neighbours with the neat lawns and the detached houses were thoroughly ruffled to see clear signs of some kind of official raid going on in their street. Steve Whittemore was positively gutted, as he later put it, to find out that it was his house which was the object of the raid. And then the raiding party itself were shocked at the sheer scale of what they found. It was the morning of the 8th of March 2003. The lid was coming off the top of Fleet Street. Inside number 3 Orchard Grove, the officers from the Information Commission, which polices the security of confidential databases, went to work in Whittemore's office. They knew he was a private investigator. They knew he had been working for Fleet Street newspapers. What they never suspected was that he had kept a more or less complete record of every job he had done for every newspaper for the past 6 or 7 years. The raid that morning in Orchard Grove, New Milton, down on the Hampshire coast, yielded up boxloads of workbooks, ledgers and invoices, as well as the handwritten notes which Whittemore had kept of every conversation with every reporter who had called him. Fleet Street's finest were all there. There they were, calling up their dealer to order their illegal supplies, criminal records, ex-directory telephone numbers, itemised telephone billing, mobile phone records, list of friends and family telephone numbers, credit card statements, bank statements, driving licence details. When its officers had finally amassed and analysed all the paperwork, the Information Commission found that in the last 3 years alone, 305 different journalists had asked Steve Whittemore for a total of 13,343 different items of information. Some of these journalists worked for magazines, but the overwhelming majority worked for Fleet Street titles, 8 national dailies and 10 national Sundays. And this was not only red top tabloids, but also the Evening Standard, the Observer, the Sunday Times, the Times and the Daily Mail. Indeed, it was the Daily Mail which was the most active single buyer. 63 male journalists had made a total of 985 requests, an average of at least one every single working day over the 3 years. And, overwhelmingly, the requests which had been made of Whittemore involved breaking the law. When the Information Commission analysed the 13,343 requests, it found that Whittemore's records for about 2,000 of them were too vague to allow any definite conclusion, but the remaining 11,000 or so were all classified as being either certainly or very probably in breach of the Data Protection Act, which forbids access to confidential databases. In their attempts to persuade Whittemore to break the law for them, Fleet Street journalists had handed over huge amounts of money. Analysing the requests from the 10 most active journalists, the Information Commission found that between them they had paid Whittemore to obtain 3,291 pieces of information which were certainly or probably illegal, costing them an estimated £164,537.50. The total price tag for all of the requests over the previous 3 years had to be well over £500,000. For the investigators, the shock was not just the scale of the demand from newspapers for illegal access to information, but also the number of different people who seemed to be involved in supplying it. Over the next few months, they followed up the leads in Whittemore's paperwork and exposed a cluster of loose networks which had been working together, sucking information out of confidential databases and trading it to Fleet Street. They found the networks had two techniques. Sometimes they conned the information out of unwitting workers, blagging, they called it, and sometimes they simply bribed. The investigators followed the leads. And the book goes on in that particular chapter to lay out a whole series of what seems to be illegal carry-on. Court cases were complex, hard to complete, expensive, but it's seedy. It's seedy.